This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Celebrating 10 years on the air, thanks to Australia's only LGBTIQ+ radio station, Joy 94.9. This is QNN.
Hi there. I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. New research shows that LGBTIQ Australians feel the current social situation, with the ongoing religious freedom debates, is worse now than during the 2017 same-sex marriage debate. A survey conducted by LGBTIQ advocacy group Just Equal revealed that LGBTIQ Australians and their allies feel the current religious discrimination and transgender debates are payback for marriage equality. Other key findings in the survey found that nearly 71% of LGBTIQ people believe that the aim of religious freedom advocates was to take away the rights of LGBTIQ people, with almost 98% of respondents agreeing that religious organisations should not be allowed to discriminate. Popular Sydney late-night watering hole, Sly Fox, is facing closure following ongoing licensing issues. The Enmore venue has been an established inner west watering hole for over 20 years and regularly boasts queer live comedy and music performances, as well as cult club nights such as the iconic Birdcage Party every Wednesday. However, despite the recent repeal of Sydney's lockout laws, Sly Fox now looks set to be the next victim of issues in New South Wales between government bodies and nighttime venues. Australia's first openly gay leader of a state or territory government has become the first to enter into a same-sex marriage, in another political first for Australia. ACT Chief Minister Andrew Barr married his long-term partner Anthony Toms last week in Newcastle, surrounded by friends and family. Barr and Toms met at a festival 20 years ago in Canberra and entered into a civil partnership in 2009, 1 year after they were introduced in the ACT. The New South Wales Parliament will once again delve into the state's history of violence and persecution against LGBTIQ Australians, with the reopening of the New South Wales Parliamentary Inquiry into gay and transgender hate crimes between 1970 and 2010. The New South Wales Legislative Council's Standing Committee on Social Issues launched the inquiry in September last year into institutional responses to hate crimes carried out against members of the LGBTIQ community in New South Wales between 1970 and 2010. The ongoing inquiry will look further into the criminal justice system and whether there were impediments that impacted the protection of LGBTIQ people. A petition has been launched to free two gay Saudi journalists who have been detained in Australia after seeking asylum in the country. Brian Gregg, spokesperson for national LGBTIQ equality group Just Equal, says the couple have been locked up for several weeks after fleeing Saudi Arabia, which has the death penalty for homosexuality. Both journalists reportedly fled the oil-rich state after political harassment and threats of being publicly outed. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Trans woman Sabrina Loughlin will make history by sailing non-stop and completely unaided around the world next year. She says she wants the feat to be a message to the community that anything's possible if you have a dream and are willing to work hard to achieve it. Last week, an all-trans hockey team also broke new ground by taking part in their inaugural series in the US in collaboration with Boston Pride Hockey. Out soccer player Sam Kerr has signed with English club Chelsea FC for the second half of the season. In 2 years with Chicago, Kerr became a leader for the Red Stars on and off the pitch with 18 goals in 2019 and led the side to their first NWSL Championship final. She'll help the side qualify for the UEFA Champions League and compete for a premiership as the Blues are currently on top of the WSL table. And finally, Australian paceman James Pattinson will miss the first test of the summer against Pakistan after using an alleged homophobic slur. Pattinson was reported to umpires John Ward and Sean Craig for using the slur against an opponent while fielding during Victoria's Sheffield Shield game against Queensland. The latest Level 2 breach makes it 3 in the past 18 months for Pattinson, who automatically triggered the suspension. He apologised to his opponent immediately after the issue was raised.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. Distributed across the community radio network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.